Lawmakers called the Homeland Security Department's decision not to let transportation and border workers use masks during H1N1 virus outbreak unacceptable. One lawmaker even threatened to legislate the rights of these federal employees to use masks as they see fit. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is on Capitol Hill. He brings us details. Jason, I'm confused. Fill me in. They're calling this an unacceptable response by DHS?
Well, what happened was DHS started off saying there's no medical need to wear masks. These are Transportation Security Administration. These are Customs and Border Patrol workers. So these are the people who check passports, who check IDs at the borders. You know, I think there's some statistics where the average TSA worker at O'Hare Airport sees between 9 and 12,000 workers a day. So as you probably can tell, there's a lot of people passing through. If there's a threat of being sick, obviously they're going to have close contact. They were told by their superiors, their supervisors, that you cannot wear the protective masks, what they call the N95 masks, which are, you know, basically your basic, not quite a medical mask, as you'd see maybe as a doctor would wear, but, you know, your mask to keep your maybe some dust or if you're doing work around the house, that type of thing. And basically, subcommittee chairman Stephen Lynch pulled out several affidavits from TSA workers swearing that the TSA management forced the workers not to wear masks. If they had masks on, they were told either to take them off or go home. And DHS really didn't submit to a lack of, they really didn't have a clear guidance, if you will, to when to wear masks, when not to. They had guidance around the mandatory use of masks. So if a transportation worker came, you know, within a few feet of somebody who was obviously coughing and had a runny nose and was feeling bad, boom, wear a mask. But if to voluntarily wear your mask, that was really unclear. And without the guidance, lawmakers seemed to be concerned that more times than not, these workers were told not to wear masks. And they thought that was a risk. That was a huge risk to these workers.
Did anybody explore the possibility that the Homeland Security Department didn't want to portray this as any worse than it actually was and make people more scared than necessary? I mean, if I walked into an airport checkpoint to go through security and I saw everybody there wearing a mask, I would wonder what was going on, why I should need to be afraid and worried about going into this environment.
Well, two things came up around that. Number one, Congressman Brian Bilbray called DHS's response on this issue more PR than about public health, which I thought was very telling. He was saying he used to run a public health office in the state of California where, you know, he had about 3 million workers, and he said, you know, I could never tell them not to wear a mask in that sense because you're talking about not only protecting yourself, but your family, your coworkers. I mean, there's a whole kind of that trickle-down effect. Now, at the same time, I spoke with Colleen Kelly, who is the president of one of the employer unions, National Treasury Employees Union, who, hopes to represent some of these TSA workers eventually, but does also represent many of the other border security workers. And she says that most, from her experience talking to these workers that are on the border, most of the people coming across the border were already wearing masks. So we're talking about the southern border here for the most part. We're talking about Arizona, Texas, California. So a lot of the people coming up through Mexico already had masks on. So I'm not sure if there was that. She seemed to say there's not that concern to say, oh, my God, if I'm coming into this country, what disease am I going to get? When, in fact, they already knew what they were getting into.
I need some clarification, Jason, and I apologize if this is a curveball, but did they talk about what I'm about to ask you at all? And that is this. Originally, DHS did say to wear masks because then OPM sent that email out to everybody when you can wear a mask, when it is appropriate, and the type of mask to use. And then CDC came out and said, no, masks aren't really going to do anything because they were more for bacterial, not so much for viral, because the virus can get in unless it's a special kind of mask, blah, blah, blah. And then did they rescind that? I mean, is that where this confusion comes in?
There's a lot of inconsistencies, the congressman thought, about DHS's response. Elaine Duke, the undersecretary for management, kind of, you know, in some ways was hung out there to dry, and even the congressman admitted that, because there was no one from TSA, no one from CBP to talk about this issue. So to get to your specific question, she first said, well, we talked with CDC in consultation. We said there's no reason to have masks. Then they put out a memo, specifically DHS did, saying, here's when you must use masks, mandatory use of masks. And then she says, well, we're going to relook at this, and should there be another outbreak in the fall, we're going to have some consistency around it. And then she said, we put out, you know, it's up to each of the managers to assess the risk and come up and make a voluntary decision on their own. So there was a lot of this inconsistency. I think that's what frustrated the congressman, because instead of just saying, we had a policy for mandatory, we didn't have one for voluntary, she kind of touched here, touched there, touched the other place, and it wasn't. I think the inconsistency is what bothered them, and they did have OPM. Nancy Kiechek was there, but she did not discuss this policy back and forth that you mentioned.
Other than that, the issue of the mask, was that where the main criticism fell? Because so far we have heard nothing but praise from both the Bush administration folks who helped put the REACT plan together and the Obama administration officials who were able to use that plan and put it into place. Everybody seemed to be on the same page. Was the mask the big issue?
This was about the only issue. I mean, this hearing is still going on now. I was in it. I watched the first hour and 20 minutes of it, and I'd say masks took up an hour and 19 minutes of it.
So this is an aberration, not something more systemic?
Systemic in the sense that it's a lot of TSA, a lot of Customs and Border Protection people face this problem. But, you know, the response, I think, overall, and there's some testimony from Homeland Security Chairman Benny Thompson, who obviously doesn't hold his tongue when it comes to DHS in the least bit. He said that overall DHS did a nice job and the government did a nice job. And when you read the testimony from the other witnesses, from OSHA, for instance, or from HHS, they said the coordination was there, the policies were in place, the policies worked. So I think that it's a bit of an aberration, but it's a wide aberration around this specific issue of masks. Because, and in a sense, this is where the first line of defense is, because these transportation and border security workers are making a decision or saying to somebody, you're sick, you need to go to the hospital, or you know, you're not sick, or, I mean, you know what I mean? They're
yeah.
trying to, that's what they call the first line of defense in many ways.
So DHS stepped up and they said, okay, we'll fix it. What's going to happen now?
Well, DHS came back and said, we realize that we had some problems. We are going to relook at this policy. I mean, I think there's a lot of concern that there's going to be another outbreak of the H1N1 virus in the fall. I think, you know, you get the spring flu and the fall flu, and there's a lot of concern, and there's a lot of planning going into this. So DHS said, you know, we are looking at this issue. We are trying to pull out the lessons learned. And I would not be surprised. Now, Lane Duke did not commit to this, but I wouldn't be surprised if they came out with a policy really specifying around voluntary use of masks and mandatory use of masks, kind of expanding that policy.
Shouldn't that policy come from HHS, though? I mean, I know DHS would be wearing the masks, but they're not medical professionals.
Well, that's what Elaine Duke kept going back to. She kept saying, well, CDC says, well, there's no need. And the congressman said, listen, this is not a medical thing. This is common sense. If your employees want to wear the masks, that makes them more comfortable, you need to let them do it. And he basically said, this Congressman Lynch said, your excuses are lame, unacceptable.
Well, the problem that I foresee is if we decide that we're going to let people wear what they want to make them comfortable and make them feel better about themselves.
That's a slippery slope.
Then you've got a slippery slope. That's exactly right. So I can understand what the department was trying to do. I get the point, and it's unfortunate that not everybody did.
And I think your point about this being PR versus health concern as well, that you know, don't want to make a bigger deal of it, is a great point. But at the same time, I think the lack of policy is the frustration, not wear a mask or don't wear a mask.
Understood.
All right.